The Netball Show with Flyhawk from the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games.
Martin Knight, you're the broadcast venue manager from Sunset and Round. These kind of events are standard for your company, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, we're here to do the host broadcast World Feed. So that means that we're in fact putting together the cameras and the coverage so that all the other countries and their broadcasters can take that. That means that not everybody's copying and trying to produce the same thing. We do a world feed to a very stringent set of rules that provides the coverage of the warm-ups and then the game itself. And we provide that, and that goes back to the International Broadcast Centre where all the other broadcasters can access that, and they've got every game live.
Give me some kind of idea of the amount of cameras here and how long the wires are, for want of a better phrase.
Well,
is a lot done in the cloud?
No, not really, not intrinsically. A lot of it is actually done via cables connected to cameras that connect back to a truck where you have a director who has all the monitor feeds and they select. So it's still very much connected via cables. We're still very much in that particular way of covering things. So in this particular instance, during the group stages, we've got 7 cabled cameras which are operated, and we have one venue-wide beauty shot, call it what you will, where you will often see graphics and the like put over it. So we have 7 cameras, a wide angle and a close-up, pretty much on the centre line, and that wide covers the game as it happens, with a close-up version of that, so the director can cut to a close-up at any given time. We have 2 cameras, one bottom right, one bottom left, very much able to see, obviously, the goals being put in the net. And then we have a central camera, which is round about court level, and that does cover play, but that also picks out the personality, so that's very much close-ups of people. So when you see action happen, and then you get a close-up of that person, that camera would do that. We have a high behind to the high left, that looks down the court long ways, and that's really good for analysis and seeing patterns of play and lines of running that happens in the game. So that's up there for that. And then we have a radio camera that moves around, which you see probably more of and appears to be in the shot when we do the teams coming out and around warm-ups, and then during the game it's moving around. It's able to give us shots of the spectators enjoying the spectacle, and it also gives us shots close up around the benches and things like that. So we try and cover all the angles, and it's 7 camera coverage during the group stage, and then there's 2 additional cameras, cabled cameras will be added to that, and an extra camera will be added.
You can see the box opposite if as and when that's needed, I suppose, on the other side of the court.
Well, there's always a problem that obviously people don't think of straight away. Whenever you do any television coverage, you try and stay one side of the court specifically, because if you think that you suddenly cut to that camera on the opposite side, everybody would be running the other way. So cameras on the reverse side, more often than not, are used more for replays. This is such a quick sport. It's difficult. It's very difficult for directors to be able to get a replay in before the game has started. If you think of other sports, footballs, rugbys, crickets, boxing, there are very clear areas where the game stops long enough to get a replay in. In netball, it's a very, very quick game. So very, very difficult to get a replay of a very good piece of play into the game.
Did you have long to recce it all out?
Well, there was a lot of people involved. Commonwealth Games, obviously, is a huge event. So there was a lot of people been working on this for a long, long time. And then when we come down to it, there are certain people like myself that are then brought in to look after the individual areas. But it is a part of a huge puzzle. It's a piece of a large puzzle, which is the Commonwealth Games. Yeah. And it takes a lot of organising. But, I mean, I think everybody should be suitably pleased with the way that things have gone thus far.
And the whole thing as well, Sunset and Vine are really big on the sustainability as well, which is
very important.
One of the core
very,
values.
Very important. Yeah, very important today. Certainly is. I mean, obviously, everything that we're using is used again and again on all the different sports and that. But again, everybody's working really hard not to be using paper and throwing away. So people are trying to do everything digitally, electronically. But sustainability, very big watchword, something that we're all desperately keen to do.
So we're here at Birmingham 22. What about ideas and numbers? Number of people involved, number of cameras overall?
Over the whole event? You've just thrown at me. I couldn't possibly tell you what that was. There are thousands of people here, but everybody is working. I mean, it's long hours. Everybody enjoys what they're doing. But yes, there are miles and miles and miles of cable. that goes in. But this is, again, you know, part of sustainability. It goes in, it's used here, it comes out and it goes again. It could be used on a football match and a rugby match. Mm. Cameras moving up and down the country to try and, you know, sustainability in that respect. So, but we also, yeah, we have to be very careful. But a lot of people involved, and hopefully a very successful product.
Well, I've caught you in your break, so you've got about half an hour before the next match, I think.
Just enough time to grab a bite to eat.
That
my
sounds like
my sustainability is important as well.
That
you know?
Sounds like an excellent idea. Thank
the Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.